Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
So much for tuning in today to Soul Eye Records Radio. Love you, love you, love you, and appreciate you. Today we just want to just give glory to God and just, you know, as like I said, I would love to pray, you know, because, you know, prayer is so powerful. Just reaching out and just letting God, you know, communicating directly to God from my spirit to his spirit. It's a beautiful thing, and to be able to connect that to others and their spirit is even more wonderful. So I love this day when we take this time, and it's important, you know, this is just an example of what we all should do, right? Like, take a moment out of each day just to spend time with your Heavenly Father. It's something that's so important. And once you start doing it, it becomes a way of life. And you look forward to it and you can't wait. And you don't have to. You don't have to wait. You just do it whenever, you know, because it's the most amazing feeling to be able to be on the same turf as the creator of the universe. And I'm just so blessed because I found an amazing church that really blessed me. And it's not the building, it's the people that make the church. And just the people in the church really are just amazing. When things are going good, we have a great time celebrating. And when things are going bad, we come together as a community. And we are there for whoever it is in the church that's hurting. And it's beautiful to watch. And it's beautiful, even more beautiful, to be a part of something like that. So I want you to, you know, think about maybe finding a community, if you don't already have, someplace where you can fellowship. You can meet some amazing, amazing people. And a lot of us are kind of like selfish in our own way. Not selfish in a bad way, but just we're just kind of like not used to being around, you know, people, you know, I mean, not on Sundays. Sundays we want to just stay home because we always go to work every day. And Sundays you just want to chill. And I get that and I respect that. But maybe you can find a church that's on another day where you can go and fellowship and hang out with people that are just looking out for your best interests, you know, theirs and yours. And so this is Wardell Parts G, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in today to Soul Eye Records Radio. Love you so much and appreciate you. And so we are going to just praise. I am in a real somber mood. I had a rough night because I woke up at 3:00 in the morning, could not go back to sleep. I did go back to sleep, but I went back to sleep at 4, and then I woke up at 5. I was like, what is going on here? And so I just stayed up, and then, you know, I did what I had to do, get ready for church, and went and played at the, you know, rehearsal, and then I had to play. And so now I'm back here in the studio, and I'm just thinking, you know, God, you know, please bless us. Please bless us with information, these songs, anything that blesses our brothers and sisters around the world. So let's just pray about that, okay? Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being an amazing God that you are. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us. Thank you for loving us and coming after us. Thank you for quickening us. And, Father, thank you for taking care of our children. Thank you for taking care of our parents and just being an amazing God that you are. Thank you for our health. Thank you for the people who are, you know, just they're always out there doing everything they can to do your will, running after you, chasing you, allowing themselves to be used by you to bless your own children. We are so blessed because of it, Father. Thank you for your servants. Your servants are amazing, and we are so blessed because of what you've done for all of us. So, Father, we just ask that you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you for every single thing, everything, Father. Please bless my brothers and sisters that are not feeling so well. And, Father, also, you know, I have a friend that, you know, she just lost her husband, and I'm just asking you to just lift her up in the name of Jesus Christ and just give her a spirit of understanding that you are in control and everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. I know it may seem dark right now, but God is so good and he's so capable. So to everyone so many people we're losing here in the United States, over 1,500 people, I think it's 15 or 2,000 people a day to COVID. Again, here we go again, right? This is getting ridiculous. And that may be thousands. But I know here, I believe in Texas, I heard 1,500 to 2,000. And so God, please, please, whatever the number is, it's too many. It's so sad that we are dying like this. And we just ask you to just please help the scientists to come up with the formula, Father. Please block this disease from taking our loved ones away from us. Please, we trust you, God, and we need you to just supersede and be the God that you are and just, you know, bless us all. I know you're in control and you will do whatever you need to do because you know it all. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for knowing all, Father. We thank you for knowing everything that we're going to go through. And we thank you for just loving us despite who we are. We thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. So, guys, I just heard this beautiful song this morning, and I just want to share it with you. It's really, really blessed me. I heard it in someone's car, and it was a friend of mine. I said, what is that? That's a beautiful song. And they said, oh, yeah, it's called Build My Life. So here you go. Check it out on Soul Life Records Radio. It's Wardell Price Jr.
When I feel afraid, like walls are gonna cave around me, I think about the way your love and grace and peace have found me.
Christ's throne. Welcomed by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
Oh,
God. Wow, God. We love you. And we're so confused. So confused about all the craziness that's going on in the world, God. It's so confusing that we are turning against each other. We are hating each other. We don't even like each other. We won't listen to each other. What is that, Father? When we knew each other and we were good with each other, and then all of a sudden the climate just started getting so bad where relationships started falling apart and people just didn't care about each other anymore. What is that? Why do we hate each other? Why do we hurt each other? Why do we disrespect each other? What is wrong with us, Father? Please fix us. Please help us. This world is so confused. It is such a mess. And we need you so desperately to just come in and send your Holy Spirit to redirect us, Father, and get us back on the path of righteousness, Father. Please, it's so confusing for our youth, for these young children growing up in this confused world where people don't know the difference between wrong and right anymore. The internet has been a wonderful place to share the gospel, but it's also been a terrible place that you can just get all kind of crazy information out in the world that confuses us. Please help us find a happy balance, Father. We need you right now to just help us. It's confusing, it's sad, and it's bad. It's uncomfortable. And I have so many friends that are so confused about even if they are going to be saved. They're confused about you because of all the different things that's gone on in this life. They're not sure if you're going to accept them. So, Father, please let my friends know and my family know who you are. Let them know how much you love them, how amazing you are. Share your amazing grace with them. Please take care of my sister as she's suffering right now, the loss of her husband. Please fill her up. Fill her up, Father, with your mercy and your love. Help her to navigate. Please protect her from any persons that may come by and try to confuse her and take advantage of her in this very sad state that she's in. Thank you so much for just blessing all of us, God. Thank you so much. Amen. Now, guys, I just want to pray. I just want to pray. I just want to talk to him. Talk to him. You can talk to him right now. So let's just meditate on Christ together right now. Come on. Let's do it together. cry out to him. It's okay to let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let go of the pain. Let it go. Give it to God. Let go of the deceit. Let go of the disrespect. People have disrespected you. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. People have treated you bad. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. People have called you names. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. The doctors have said things that's just freaking you out. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Let it go. People are dying around us. Let it go. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. Let it go. Let him know. If that be your will, Heavenly Father, if that's your will, if that's your will, then it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul, if that's your will. We love you and we thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for loving us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We're going to have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, 'cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All this is freedom. This peace is the key.
check this out. Check this out. Check this out.
Attended
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are so grateful, God, for all that you've done for us. We thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for keeping us and allowing us to be here and just, you know, praise your holy name, Father. We thank you for our friends and our loved ones. Thank you for the things that you have blessed us with, all the amazing things. And we don't want to seem like we're always asking for more and more and more. We also want you to know that we appreciate all the wonderful things you've already done for us, Father. So thank you so much. And we just ask, Father, for a blessed and beautiful week for everyone. Please bless them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen. And guys, you know, have a blessed weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Light Records Radio. I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you are believers. Just believe. Just believe. That's what I always believe. Okay, just believe. Everything's going to be okay. Good night. God bless you. I love you.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again.
Good night, everyone. God bless you. Go be with Jesus and enjoy and be a blessing to your brothers and sisters, and tell them about the Lord. Tell them about your Savior. Tell them, don't be like a candle that's covered up with a hat. Take that hat off that candle and light another candle and another candle and another candle and illuminate the world with the love of Christ. God bless you. Have a good one. Good night.